Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Summer means going down to the beach, Christmas, and for many teenagers, clocking up those hours they need to finally get onto their P's.
Yeah, getting through that Macca's drive-through with a bunch of mates in the back laughing because you can't drive manual properly when you're stolen.
Yeah, it can be tough. Down in Victoria, though, you know, it's even tougher this year.
Around 25,000 Victorians are without access to a car or supervision to get their licence.
Good. A lot of people on the far south coast would probably say that means...
You stay off the roads.
Less of them on the roads.
Is it a bad thing?
Come Christmas time. but, yeah, it's pretty tough trying to get your licence. So down there, they run a sort of a mentorship program called L2P.
The L2P program is a mentoring program for people who need to get driving practice.
It's been running since 2008, matching learners with mentors, and has helped 7,000 people move on to their P-plates.
That's pretty good. That's Samantha Cockfield at the start there, who's from she's the head of road safety down there in Victoria. And, essentially they get teenagers, match them up with volunteers who have a lot of experience behind the wheel and not a lot of experience with crashes, and they go, all right, see if you can help these young ones get their license.
Yeah, that's good, because it can be a disaster when you're trying to clock up the hours, because first of all, you've got a set number of hours, you've got to try and convince your parents to ride in the passenger seat and let you in the other seat, and then you've got to have a car as well. So you need all those stars to align just to go for a trip around the block, and chances are after your first driving lesson, your parents will say they never want to go in a car with you ever again.
Yeah.
That's how it works out.
And throw in lockdown makes
lockdown
it even
as well.
Tougher. So how clean is your driving record? Do you think you would qualify for the mentorship program if you wanted to pass on your road wisdom to a young Padawan?
Yeah. Despite what you may have seen and heard, my driving record is absolutely sparkling clean.
Unblemished.
Yeah. Every time I go in to get a license, I get offered the 5-year license because I've never had a fine. So
even a speeding fine.
Cost me what it would cost someone for 1 year. That's what I pay for like 5 years.
Really?
It just gets rolling over, baby.
Not even a parking fine?
No, I've got one fine that I've ever had when I was on my P's. I was one street away from home, and I didn't have P-plates on because I was taking my mum's car out. That's the only time I've ever been fined for anything, ever.
That's the only black mark against your name when it comes to that.
That's it.
Yeah, I think I got one fine for being a couple of Ks over the limit. I try to do my best, but yeah, this is up in Queensland over Christmas holidays once. So that's the only spot on my record.
Yep.
But other than that, I think I'd be a pretty good mentor.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I would like to just be a mentor, though, for one particular part of driving, and that is parking.
Oh, just a parking
guru. I feel I'm an expert parker, and I would like to pass on my parking wisdom to someone else.
Like George Costanza that claims to be like
an
expert
exactly
parker.
Exactly like that, yeah. I see myself as like a Jedi of parking. You know, 'cause when I think of mentors, I do think of like, you know, the famous Jedi from Star Wars. You know, what would, if you're going to be a mentor and model yourself after one of those, like obviously Yoda's a bad choice because just following his directions, it's like, at the roundabout, take the third exit you will. And you're like, what? Roundabouts are confusing enough. Without having the double Yoda speak sort of thing.
And plus, he's that age now where they've taken away his license. They're like, they've cancelled his license. So he's like, he's no good.
You know, Yoda's your mentor in the car. And he's like, all right, it's Christmas time. Shopping. Find a park you will. And you're just like,
I don't believe it. Jack, it's why you fail.
That's not possible. I'd still rather Yoda as my mentor, though, my driving mentor, because I don't think Obi-Wan is very responsible with his sort of mentorship.
No.
He's trying to teach you to drive. He's like,
use the force. Let go.
It's like, no, hands at 10 and 2. Don't let go. Hands at 10 and 2.
It's not a push bike, mate.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.
Let's be honest, Brad. We're in the lazy generation. They made Guitar Hero, and then all of a sudden people are like, oh, is playing guitar really this easy? We just push a bunch of buttons. Mm. And then I reckon there would have been so many people after Guitar Hero came out, they went out to buy a real guitar and realised it's like, oh.
It's not as easy as it looks.
Yeah, maybe it's not as easy as it looks. Well,
it was like that for the drums on Guitar Hero.
Oh,
I was like, oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm good at this.
When it comes to water sports as well, surfing, I've always wondered, like, oh, I'd like to try surfing. I did try it once and I wasn't very good at all. I couldn't even really stand up properly. What about you? Did you try and surf for a brief period?
I used to surf when I was younger.
And you could stand up and do a couple of...
Yeah, yeah.
Look at you go. Well, I think this next generation might be the lazy generation, like the Guitar Hero, because, well, one particular company has created a surfboard where you can probably get away with not having as much skills as you'd need to have. I'm talking about basically this thing does all the work for you. Take a listen.
You're actually surfing above the water, you come out of the water on the board, so you're basically flying in the air.
The Weidu Flyer, a board of tomorrow. High-tech, low-weight and electrically powered, with a propeller and remote to surf no matter the swell.
Yeah.
Yeah, that voice before was Luke Backhuizen, who is the CEO of Future Movement, a basically futuristic surfboards where you can just have like a little remote and it just does it for you and just got to stand on top.
Doesn't matter what the waves are like.
No.
This thing pretty much, you know, goes along itself, saves you, you know, having to train dolphins to tow you along on a surfboard. I saw a little bit of this on the news last night. It looks like it would be more difficult to ride one of these hoverboards than it would to be a regular surfboard, I think.
Absolutely, because like when you're on a surfboard, obviously you're controlling every little tiny aspect. You know, you're only reaching a certain top speed. This thing, like having something beneath your feet where you've got a remote control that can go fairly fast, it'd be something that would definitely give you a bit of a jolt as well. So one of the big advantages, supposedly, of this hover surfboard, basically, is that you can actually get to places that jet skis can't go to.
Yeah, you know, usually you can get into the big waves.
Yeah, so usually the surfers need to be towed out by the jet ski and so forth. This one can basically eliminate that for you as well. And you're probably thinking, all right, so it's basically a hoverboard that's a jet ski. Wouldn't be cheap, would it?
No.
It's got a pretty good top speed and, well, it's got a good top price as well.
Reaching speeds of 40 kilometres an hour, it's a fast-growing trend hitting coastlines around the country. One of these gliders will cost you just shy of $10,000.
You're like,
that's a lot of money.
That's just ridiculous.
That's a lot of money for being lazy, for not taking up surfing in its proper form, most purest form, isn't it?
You pay for surf school and have your thousands left over after you know how to ride a proper board. You can just imagine Santa reading someone's wish list that at the top.
Yeah.
Not this year, champ.
You have to take out a second mortgage, a second job as well for Santa Claus, maybe as the Easter Bunny.
But the elves in the workshop are like, how the frig do we build this thing? What is this?
Absolutely. And it'll make other surfers furious too. Mm. Like if all of a sudden there's a good wave coming, it's like this person on this hover surfboard, it's like, oh, I can go 40 k's an hour, zip straight out, steal the wave. Would make him pretty angry. There's been a few little things come up about this, and you would imagine there'd be a bit of a long wait when it comes to this thing as well. You know, we've been waiting 32 years for that hoverboard that still hasn't been perfected yet. Yeah. I'm sure the wait time on this is going to be quite big as well. They did sort of toy with the idea of maybe a boogie board in the hover form, but as we know, when you try and modify a boogie board, it costs you a lot more than $10,000, and well, the wait time can be up to 20 years, if you know what I mean.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Day two of the Ashes, test two.
It's test two. It's day five
today.
Day
five.
Mm.
Line four, position three. Am I playing now? You see it? I just had a 80s flashback then. As you can tell, I'm not really into the cricket.
The sports.
This story caught my eye. You know, normally if a man wakes his wife up because he's having a bat at 1 a.m. in the morning, she wouldn't tweet a video about it.
But that's
what Steve Smith's done. The stand-in Australian Test captain at the moment, while Pat Cummins is
vice captain,
binging the new series of The Witcher on Netflix because he's got nothing else to do at the moment. He was having a batting practice in his hotel room, and his wife Danny filmed him while he's standing in front of the TV and just practicing with his new piece of willow. Now, there wasn't members of the Barmy Army in there laughing at him or anything while he did that. He had the TV on in the background.
He was watching Seinfeld.
He was watching Seinfeld. He wasn't really watching because he was too busy doing his batting practice. And at first I'm like, oh, what episode was he watching? And then we enhanced the audio.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. I think he was using the episode where George gets smart and tries to help out
the Yankees
with their batting. It was
hitting is not about muscle. It's simple physics. Calculate the velocity V in relation to the trajectory T, in which G, gravity, of course, remains a constant.
Maybe he was getting some tips from Seinfeld on his batting.
Maybe.
But
if he was a Seinfeld character, he'd have to be Kramer. He's that zany and weird. Even that video as well, you watch it, it's like he's making a samurai sword. He holds it up and he's staring down the blade and he's like looking around at it like it's like he's just carved it himself out of an old twig.
Do all top-tier batsmen do this?
I don't think so. No, there's some very strange superstitions that are out there. There was one guy, Steve Smith, is very superstitious. He has to touch his pads and everything about 50 times between deliveries.
Like he's one of those German dancers doing the slap dance.
Minus Labuschagne, one time, the bail fell off and the ball didn't hit the stumps when it went past the stumps and he was given out. So he always checks the bails and taps them to make sure they're on properly. But probably the weirdest one is a guy from South Africa named Neil McKenzie. So one time his teammates taped his bat to the roof before he was about to go out and bat. And he scored 100 that day, so then every innings after that, he taped his own bat to the roof as a superstition.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Whatever works. You know, offer up whatever superstitions you need to the batting gods, the cricket gods, to help you out. I hope you put the do not disturb sign on the hotel room door, like, poor, like, you know, room service comes and gets clocked by a bat because he doesn't know what he's just swinging wildly.
Could happen.
Practicing his form. So, yeah, poor old Danny, woken up by Steve Smith, 1 a.m. while he's testing out his new cricket bat. But at least it wasn't his cricket ball. Like, normally when she gets woken up at 1 a.m. when he's testing out a new ball, she's just like, can you hear this? It's got the belt sander happening.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.